Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Driven to Success Seminar, a webinar series. My name is Janice Montgomery Albo-Kai-Strauser, and today we're talking about storytelling. Yes, storytelling. Now, as we think about storytelling, I think about my grandparents, and I'm going to welcome Tracy Herbert. Tracy, hello, hello, hello.
Good morning, Janice. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I know you think about your grandparents as well.
Yes. My grandfather was the best storyteller of all time. He would get us so engrossed in the story that it was so much fun. We'd have adventure. We'd have fear. We'd be scared. And it was so exciting every time he told this story. And he told it all the time.
And you still remember it, don't you?
I sure do. And he was still alive when my children were young. And so they heard the same story, and I was still engrossed, still waiting to hear more.
Isn't it amazing how we remember things our parents and grandparents have told us years ago? I remember my grandmother telling me stories when I was 6 years old. But the one I really remember is the one that my mom and dad told me about having seen a headless horse. There were teenagers walking home from the movie theater. And my mom and dad both said that they saw this headless horse walk between them. They were in the country years ago, coming home from the movies, but they never said a word. They never said one word, but when they reached my grandmother's home, they both fell exhausted upon the porch. And that's how they knew that each of them had seen the same thing. And years later, I'd asked my mom and dad separately this story, and they both told me the same thing. I remembered that until I still remember it now because I'm telling you this. Wouldn't you love to have an audience, Tracy, that tells the story of you, about you, that the audience remembers? Wouldn't you love that?
Yes.
And that's why speakers are...
I do start my speech with my story. That's what I do. And it does engross people. Like people sitting at the edge of their seats.
You want them to remember. You want to draw them in. You want them to take ownership. So it's not really storytelling. Tracy, is story sharing. Story sharing. Because you want to have them think about how they would handle that situation. What would they do? You want to ask questions because great leaders do ask questions and great speakers ask questions. So how would you handle that? You want to pause and give them time to think of how they would respond and remember. Now, why is that? Branding. Oh, what a relief it is. Remember. Branding. You want them to remember your story. They'll remember your story before they remember you. So there are several key points I want to point out, and then we'll learn more about Tracy. The first point is Are you personal and true in your story? Or are you counterfeit? Is your story heartfelt? Do people see that within you? One. Two, is your story clear and concise? I'm sure your grandfather's story, Tracy, had a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yes, it did.
And it does not have to be a long, drawn-out story. I told my mom and dad's story. They went to the movies on the way back home. They saw I had those horse. And when they arrived at my grandmother's house, fell on the front porch. Beginning, yes. Middle, yes. And end. In less than 30 seconds, really. And the vocal variety. I'm sure your grandfather had a huge vocal variety. So you're so engrossed in the story, right?
Yes, he did.
Stories are shared opportunities. You know, being from the Black community, we tell stories eons. I simply know the story of how my ancestors came to this country. I know that. My aunt told me, and she researched it. I tell my children. I know about my grandfather's father being sold as a slave and being sold off. I know about the brothers, two brothers. One went to Birmingham and one went to Tuscaloosa. I know that story. These are stories that we learn from, we share. Can we exaggerate with a story? Of course we can. It's a story. It's a story. With your facial expressions, your body movements, of course you can. And what I love about telling stories, Tracy, is I can pause and draw the audience in. What stories have your grandparents told you? And what tools can you use in your speaking technique now? Think about that. We'll be right back. Don't go away with Tracy Herbert. We're back with Tracy Herbert. Tracy, your contact information, please.
My website is www.tracyherbert.com. My phone number is 817-915-6311.
Great, great. You know, last week we talked about persuasive openings. And Tracy, what was your takeaway from that?
That you've got to get them. I mean, they're right there. You got to grab them with some kind of opening that's going to make them want to stay connected to you through your entire speech.
Absolutely. You know what I look at is my with them. What's in it for who?
For me.
For them. For them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why should they spend 30 minutes of their time listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's their, because we've got a takeaway too. We want to sell books, right? What's their takeaway?
Right.
And then we move to the story. You know, a year ago I met with a young lady, and we did not move forward with our agreement to work together. That was okay. I was okay with that. But I received a phone call, actually on Facebook, last night, and this person had lost my contact information. Had been looking for me to invite me to speak at an event for the Heart Association. And she said to me, Janice, I remembered you because I remembered your story. And then she said, I've been telling everyone about you and your story. Imagine that. It's been a year. She remembered my story about my congestive heart failure. And then made one really nice compliment. She goes, and don't forget to wear that red dress you had on your picture. I'm like, okay. So you never know what impression you make and with your story, with your brand. So you have to make sure that you make a statement. You must do that, both mentally and physically. People need to remember you. They need to remember your story. So what can you do to make your compelling case about your story? Tracy, what do you think?
I start my speech, when I start talking, I give it my story from the very beginning, and I put myself in that space. So I start off, I'm 17 years old, lying in a hospital bed, IV stuck in my veins, and I am scared out of my mind. The doctor walks in and he says, young lady, you have juvenile diabetes. You're going to be dead in 20 years. You're going to have horrible complications. You're going to go blind. You're going to go on kidney dialysis. You're going to lose your legs to amputation, and you're never going to be able to have children. And he turned around and walked away. I had no hope. But that was me almost 40 years ago. I have no complications. I have two healthy kids, and I'm still alive by 20 years, what that doctor said was going to happen to me. And by that time, when I get that, people in the audience are crying. I mean, of course, I gave you a summary of my opening, but people are crying. Every time I've ever given that speech, including at Harvard, they cheer. It's just crazy because it's one of those stories that I put myself in that space. I remember how scared I was in ICU at 17, and I remember how defeated I felt. But now I'm victorious, and that's how I end my speeches, by saying, hey, look what I have done since I should have been dead. So for me, it's a very simple tool because I know what I want to accomplish, and that's helping people realize what diabetes is all about, but also giving hope, saying, hey, even if you have it, you can do certain things. So for me, it's a simple process because I believe it, I live it, and I have been living it for 40 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, when you told me your story, I went, okay, how could that be? Because you look great. And my first question to you was, well, how do you feel? You said, I feel great.
Yep.
So we watch and listen to someone who tells stories well. Now, that doesn't mean, ladies and gentlemen, that we cannot improve. I can improve, and so can you. Remember, I love the statement of just, my motivation is doing what? Doing my job well. That's the only motivation I have. Doing the job well, making a difference. That's my motivation. So have I touched you today with your storytelling technique? I hope so. But consider where you might add, improve, and enhance your talks. And please, please, please do not provide cookie cutter speeches. Always change them. No one wants to go into an event and hear the same thing they heard 2 weeks ago. Change it up. How do you do that? By telling different stories. Same content, different stories. Same content, different stories. Credit others. Give credit and information on other speakers. I always bring, Tracy, just on your note, I've been talking about this conference now to, I don't know, about 20 people, and I never talk about my book, I talk about you. I do. I mean, I can talk about my book too, but I talk about you, so I give credit to you. And on this conference that's coming up on the 28th of January, you give credit to other people. Yours comes. So don't forget, January 28th, the We Can Do It Focus on Wellness event. Tracy Herbert will be there, and so will I. My new book, My Journey with Congestive Heart Failure, coming out next week. And Tracy's book is what?
My book is Diabetes, Tragedy to Triumph, and it's available on Amazon, which, by the way, is also an international bestseller.
Yes, yes. And you'll find my book on Amazon as well next week. Okay, we're done. Thank you so much. And remember, storytelling, change it up. Take care.